the Hot Tub Until You Live. It's Friday night, 7/15/2022. And boy, I'll tell you, I got to come with you on the little talkie because Skype just did not want to open for me at all. Could not even open it up at all. And I tried to redo it and the whole bit, but nothing would work. Click on it, nothing happened. Click on it. So somebody in Skype, they're blocking me there. So the fact of the matter is, I don't think they liked the show last night. Because what we talked about last night, so now I'll talk about them some more, is we don't have enough surveillance aircraft in the United States to cover and surveil the different areas of the U.S., okay? That we've sent all that stuff over to protect England or to protect Finland or Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, to protect the Ukraine, to protect Taiwan and all of that, and to protect Japan. We got it all over there, but we ain't got enough cho-chow over here to protect the United States. Years ago, El Tatore, the four-star general, ultra-black, that was the head of the MMD, told Brother Quayle that the United States is open, the back door, the front door, the side doors, and the top door and the bottom door, okay? Wide open. Wide open. Wide open, they said. And, you know, they turned the space fence off, the space fence, an electronic fence. They turned that off years ago. And now we've got stuff going on like this. Today's E6 Brigade or truck trickery was that the E6 came out of the D.C. area, flew up the coast, didn't fly off the coast over the water, but just along the coast, up to Maine, and then made a left, went west, and then flew all along the northern border of the U.S. through the Great Lakes, and then turned south and went back down to Oklahoma or something, okay, in that area. Well, this E6 is covering a lot of ground, and then they have had at least two KC-135 tankers up, one over the Pennsylvania area, you know, Pittsburgh, and out into the upstate New York area, and that kind of thing, and then one, another one over in the Great Lakes, and they've been having them up to refuel these guys, okay? I don't know if the E3s are still off the coast of Florida watching the Cubans and the Russian subs down there, but I'm going to tell you what, we do not have enough. We're not being protected. We're not here as far as being able to surveil it or to look at it or to do the right thing with it. And who knows how many stuff is there. Meanwhile, Red China Joe and, you know, hybrid... SecDef and Pink Jackstrap Lily, they're going to get rid of, apparently discharge over 260,000, up to 260,000 U.S. military service members because of the COVID-19 vax mandates. All right, people don't want to take them because they're destroying their health. Kill them. And now all of that stuff is so out in the open, even the Pfizer and the different companies, their logbooks, I mean, all of that, I'm just seeing so much of it. There's so many thousands and thousands of people who have got heart problems, blood clots, aneurysms, you know, breathing problems, lung problems, liver, kidney, all kind of trouble from the vaccine. And now they want your old Fauci's back out and want you to get some more boosters and stuff. And they don't want to play any Major League Baseball, the Royals or the Phillies. I mean, half the team has to sit out, you know? Well, they can just tell. Old Trudeau up there is the bastard son of Fidel Castro. Tell him, bastard son of Fidel, you can just take your crap and shove it, and you can go play, maybe your Toronto Blue Jays can play a hockey team, okay? And I've got real nice friends in Canada. Old Clarkie and different people, and, you know, I like them all, but, I mean, this is this Trudeau is a goofball. So I tell you what, this is what I'm getting from somebody in that has an insight, let's say, into local railroad unions, engineers, and the other conductors, and the different brakemen, and all the different stuff. I'm not going to tell you the location, but it's a significant location. And it's indicative of what's going on all over the country, apparently. Well, the railroad unions at the local level, at the locals, they have to approve, you see, any kind of a strike declaration or whatever. And that's already basically, at the national level, been approved. And that's supposedly to come up for Monday, the 18th. So there's big meetings getting ready to take place over the weekend and maybe even on Monday in some of the local unions. And the unions are basically saying that there's the strikes are going to be a high potential for the railroad strikes for the union workers. And I thought to myself, well, you know, this is the same thing they did in Russia back in the day. It's the same thing. And then eventually the Red Army took over the railroads. And I remember this back in the 70s, back in Chile and Bolivia, okay? When Chile went socialist or communist, and when Bolivia went topsy-turvy, and they always do it. And then this thing is also tying right in, of course, with the destruction of the independent truckers and the small trucking firms by the state of California. So when you get that, you drop that all out, okay? And then you get the situation where you've got no trucks running in some areas and then other trucks having trouble getting diesel fuel or paying over $5 for diesel fuel. Remember a week or two ago, they were couldn't find the diesel fuel on the East Coast. Truckers were having to stay in the truck stops and wait for more fuel to come in and then try to rush to the pump there with 1,000 other guys to try to get more, okay, to get diesel. So this means that food and stuff is not going to run. Now, I wonder if the railroad unions, and I know about the grievances, they're running the crews ragged. They're running them ragged. Because and working them overtime because they ain't got enough, and they probably did the mandate the vaccine just like the military, you see. 260,000 military going to be possibly discharged on that. That really makes a lot of sense when you're getting ready to go to war against Russia, okay, and to go to war against Red China, and to go to war against Iran, and who knows who else, okay? Really smart. Set up is a hybrid idiot, okay? Pink jockstrap Millie. He's a pink jockstrap and never mind, I'm not going to use the word. He's a goofball. And then Red China Joe has sold this country over to the Chinese, don't you know? They gave him $1.45 billion to his son, Hunter. And they're still giving millions, buying his paintings for hundreds of thousands or $1 million, and all kind of stuff. And then Red China Joe sold your emergency supply gasoline and oil reserves down in the Hackberry Salt Dome area in Louisiana, sold a ton of that to Red China, who were getting ready to go to war with. And now they won't give me the Skype to work with here because I told you last night that we don't have enough surveillance planes, and all of them have gone somewhere else. Now, we may have some that are not squawking, or they'll use stuff that's not the type. They'll use a small aircraft or helicopters as surveillance craft or aircraft, all right? And my buddy there in the Alleghenies, that tanker is up, fueling different things, but fueling this one guy that was going up over that area, he was going to go up and feel him up there in the Great Lakes so he could go back home, you know, somewhere to Oklahoma. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, wide open, wide open. And there's a high strike potential on the railroads. And then I'll tell you what, there is all kind of high potential for hypersonic strikes from the Russians or the Red Chinese or the Iranians or little Kimmy's two EMP weapons up above the United States and his satellite. Or the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians coming in. And they're already there, basically, now. They're already have already arrived, in many cases, off of Venezuela and off Cuba and all of that up in there, which is why the E3s were looking for Russian subs yesterday. 2 minutes and knock Miami out in 2 minutes. Knock out Bragg, 2-3 minutes. Knock out the naval bases, 2-3 minutes. Pensacola. Knock out D.C. from there. Oceana, boom, boom, boom. 2 to 3 minutes with a hypersonic missile. New York, 2 to 3 minutes, 5 minutes maybe, hypersonic missile. Of course, they had subs off of New York coast, up in there, and all the way up to Maine, they're looking for them. You got them down in the Gulf Coast, you got them on the West Coast, you got them in the Arctic Circle, and if they all deliver just a few on our pod, then there goes the EMP, goes out of the power grants, and most of the cars will be dead ducked on the highway. You're going to go to your bug-out spot? Well, I'm sorry, there's a half a million cars that are parked on the highway that you were going to go on. So you better get your good walking boots out, or get your horseback riding clothes on, or whatever, or get back home as quickly as you can. This is going to be something that will just be beyond belief. Now, I pray that it does not happen. But all of the ducks are lining up in a row now, ain't they? All of the ducks are lining up in a row. Now, let me talk to you about a little bit more. I didn't tell the name of the group last night or the military outfit because I wasn't quite sure about it, so I just looked into that in a sense, and it's the 7th Cavalry is going into Poland. 7th Cavalry is going into Poland, or at least portions of it. Now, we already have a lot of troops in Poland. We have them in Latvia, Lithuania. We got them up in Finland, or did have. We have them in all over the place. And, of course, what they were talking about and what Al Turner was talking about was the fact that there were troops being trained, Ukrainian troops training in the UK and the Britain or somewhere, Britain or Scotland, wherever it was, probably Britain, and they're training them and that they're getting ready to go back into the Ukraine to do an offensive, probably around August 5th. And that's all common knowledge, so it doesn't make any difference. We're giving it away. It's already the cat's out of the bag, and the Russians have good intelligence. They have good humans. They got somebody placed in the right position. So do the Red Chinese. Of course, Red China Joe just tells the Red Chinese whatever they need to know. It's about that bad, ladies and gentlemen. It's about that bad. The military you remember or thought you remembered or think you did have, you don't have it anymore. There are wonderful people in the military, but most of the people at the top are scum-sucking, Luciferian commie, you know what, all right? So, it's just crazy in terms of what's going on, and I'm going to look this up here to see something here. Let me just see. I'm looking for something here. All right. Let's see what we got. I'm looking to see if there's anything right now. always goes, I forgot that goes by Gary Owen, you know, Seventh Cab. Okay, so anyway, I was just looking it up to see what they're talking about here, all right? Well, they give historical images, but they're not talking too much about where they're going, all right? Anyway, you can't look at the official sources and expect to see it anymore because everything's happening too rapidly, too quickly. Too quickly. In the midst of it all, everybody thinks it's just great on Wall Street. This is a wild weasel time. A wild weasel time, ladies and gentlemen. And then if you got a bug-out spot, you should already be pre-positioning stuff there. And if you can go there, it might not be a bad time to take the vacation and go there before we get in a position where, like Brother Quayle said a year ago, there's going to be a time when nothing is going to move, no trucks, no trains, no buses, no cars. And I'm going to tell you, they pop that EMP one way or the other, they do it. It's an EMP pulse out of a nuke, but doesn't give you the big nuke signature. It's going to be a pulse. That also takes out the cars and trucks. And even if you've got the thing on your car, the 175,000 cars that are on, just pick one, I-10, I-95, I-70, I-80, whatever it is, all right, I-5, whatever you think you got to go to or go on, that, you got 175,000, 200,000 cars parked on both sides of the road, dead duck, and people not knowing what to do. And even if your car's running, they're going to try to come to you to grab your car to get on the shoulder and get home, you see. We're going to see the fact that you're going to require, I think, personally, in terms of defending your family, yourself, your home, your vehicle, your business, your supply of food and water, you're going to need thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Because I always remember Mark Kornke saying, well, you know, people start smelling your food or hearing your Jenny down the street, you know, and down the road, and they walking by, then they're going to, pretty soon, it's going to be some kind of a communist or socialist college professor is going to organize a butter knife brigade. They're going to sharpen their butter knives. They're going to come to your house and lay for you and try to jump you to take your food and your generator. Okay? We're about at that point. We are about at that point, and I pray we're not. But I'm telling you, if you look at it, you're seeing all the stuff lines up. It lines up in the mid-August. And with the rail cars and stuff maybe not moving, how long do the grocery stores have supply? How long do the wholesalers have supply to then get to the grocery stores? Or how long do the truckers that bring vegetables or fruit from California, as well as on the trains, how long do they have? How long does it take for the meat to get from somewhere to there, you know? For the cattle to get to the packing house or the pork or the chickens or whatever. And once you do that, eggs are already up 33%. You see, this thing is going to go wild. Now, let me just keep going a little bit here on the military. Camp Casey over in South Korea, I think I may have mentioned, maybe I didn't last night. Anyway, I'm going to report it again. Camp Casey over there, somebody in the South Korean or the Korean military, which is attached to the U.S. Army over there at Camp Casey, somebody has been looking into all of the computers at the base command and getting all of the names and addresses, phone numbers, and bank accounts and credit cards and all the stuff, the whole files on all of the U.S. Army people at Camp Casey, allegedly, in South Korea, and that this person was then giving that information to North Korea, So if you're over there and you're hearing this, then understand that it's not one of the regular slicky boys from the old school. It's somebody that's in a role like that, but is more in a staff role or something, and they're stealing all the computer information and supplying little Kim with the home address back in the good old USA of wives and husbands and families of service members at Camp Casey. Now, that's big-time stuff. Now, I understand, and I'm glad they did, allegedly, some of the non-coms grabbed this guy and smoked the crap out of him for about an hour or two and put the thump on him pretty damn good. But I'm going to tell you what, they ought to hang him from the gate of Camp Casey. And they ought to put a sign on the little Kimmy, "We caught you spy, you son of a buck." And then they ought to go downtown on him. I'm going to tell you. Now, the other thing I'm going to say, and I hope it's not controversial, because I'm going to tell you, this is just a practical scenario. Because if I was in there right now, I would try to take, if I was in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, I would get myself some potassium iodide or iodate. Either one, potassium iodide or iodate, and I would get several jugs or bottles of it. And if you can't get that, you can get the tinctured iodine with the kelp, which is also potassium iodide usually. And I would start here in another day or two, I'd start taking me a potassium iodide pill to make sure my thyroid and everything was flooded with the good iodine. So consequently, I would do that. The other thing I would do, if I had the ability to do so, I would make sure I had, if I was in the service, I would make sure I had at least 1 or 2 ounces of solid gold, okay? It could be smaller denominations to where you could piece it out, but I think one of those Cal Candy bars where you can break off a piece. Brother Quayle still probably has some of those if you want one. Where they have the little individual perforations on a credit card size, you know, gold, credit card size gold bar, where you can break off a chunk of it and trade it for somebody. But I would have a couple of ounces available, A, to at the time comes when this stuff all goes to crap, to bribe somebody in a C-130 or whatever, a U.S. aircraft, to get you out of Dodge, okay, to jump on the back without knowing where you're going or anything, but get you back and tell them to fly you to, you might want to take the last plane to Clarksville, okay, because Bragg may not be there, all right? Oh, well, if they do these nice pop goes the weasel and they flood out the East Coast, or they pop Bragg and Oceana and a few others, Pensacola, San Diego, maybe Hood, maybe a few other airports, but they can pop a few with the hypersonics and then take the rest of everything out with the EMP and knock the whole power grid down. What do you think is going to happen? I'm mad tonight because they goofed me up on the Skype, and I've been playing with it for 10 to 15 minutes, and then the entire computer was goofy, all right? Playing with it. And when you start to mess with somebody who's working directly for the Lord Jesus on his behalf, then you're going to be messing with the wrong stuff. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you are the ones doing that, you're going to see that your tear butt is going to get jerked out of the ground. When Lord Jesus returns, he's going to know you, his angels are going to know you, and they're going to jerk you out and throw you into the fiery furnace. Can you see your career dissipate tonight? Look in your mirror right now. Look in your window frame, whatever it is, and you're going to hear that old East German siren. Me, ma, me, ma, me, ma, me, ma, me, ma, me, ma. And it's coming for you, baby. It's coming for all you Luciferian scumbag communists at the top slots in the military, the government, and the intelligence world. It's coming right for you. And it's going to be Lord Jesus and his angels. And you're going to know the power of something real. You're going to know the big time power because you ain't got it. And all this stuff, this is the planned destruction of America being being executed by Red China Joe on behalf of the bankers in New York, Zurich, and London, behalf of the Red Chinese communists. And it's going to be worldwide, and what do they want to do? What do they want to do? They want to reduce the population of planet Earth to no more than 500 million. These people want to kill 7 to 7.5 billion people on this planet. There ain't enough body bags. If you read Ezekiel 39, where it's talking about in Israel how people, there's going to be all kind of people just doing nothing but bury the dead. I can read that to you, but just go to Ezekiel 38, 39, read them both. And you're going to see they're going to come up to the land of the unwalled villages. And another way to look at that is walls are protection. Surveillance aircraft and space fences are protection, okay? We don't have those walls up anymore. You see the southern border, thousands of people. Thousands and thousands of people coming in every day. Just crazy. 1 million fentanyl tablets in Inglewood, California, just right by L.A. there. 1 million. That killed basically everybody in the United States coming in from the cartels. Precursor chemicals and the know-how and lab equipment and stuff probably provided by the Red Chinese, who are also already in Mexico, because we told you about that years ago. Living in real nice suburban-type homes and new developments in the center of Mexico, with food coming down from the U.S. on the United Nations trucks going down there on the all-white trucks and tractor trailers. Some of it coming probably out of Texas. Others coming right probably out of Missouri. And then on down through Texas. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the wild weasel showing up real quick. Now there's an assault weapons ban. It's going to get marked up in Congress next week. They're going to mark the bill up. And it's going to be an assault weapons ban. And you never know what's going to happen, but it's going to be part of the deal, you see. And then if the trains don't run and the trucks don't run, and the food ain't in the grocery store for you to have your fun, and if you don't have enough water stored and all of a sudden the power grid goes down and some pop goes the weasel goes down and you got some clouds of radiation blowing around, well, then you can see there's going to be martial law and you're going to have North time going to start coming down the street. There's going to be checkpoints. They're going to be doing all the stuff I've read to you in the past. Right out of the old, what's the name of it here? I'm going to grab it real quick. I read from this so many times to you. Brother Greg Evenson and I read it to you. We were on air. Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. This is an Army document, all right? And, this is sort of like only more on steroids than Rex 84 was. But basically, the exercise requires the following. Rex 84, suspension of the Constitution of the United States, turning control of the government over to FEMA, continuity of government, not of the people, appointment of military commanders to run state and local governments. And then if you recall, we also, over the years, we've read to you the bank holiday stuff. All right, you can have $100,000 in your bank account, you can't get it out. Most they'll probably give you is about $1,000. All right. And then if you recall, we also read to you about the new executive order that Obama put out, and it's still in place. And then the 544 some presidential decision directives and executive orders that W. Bush activated, those are probably still activated, or they'll be reactivated. They're already sitting right there. All they got to do is pop the green light, you know. The executive order signed by Obama effectively creates a structure of military governors for martial law. And I said in 12 January 2010 on the Hawk Talon that Brother Quayle published on his website, one must read this closely, but when it dawns on you that the 10 governors to be appointed by the president will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions and effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense, and hence the president and a system of regional military governors over all states and not just the states that they might be from, you see, but the ones that are at the capitals of the FEMA regions. Okay. I'll tell you what, and I guess I ought to read Solzhenitsyn. I know I'm just going down the list, but I'll tell you, this is getting to be cutting time. It's getting to be close. And how we burn in the camps later. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn was a political prisoner of the Soviets. And how we burn in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest. As for an example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, they arrested probably about 200,000 people or whatever. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, and we clearly and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Get ready. So that Camp Casey thing is sort of interesting in and of itself, isn't it? They want to come after the service members' families, and then, you know, I tell you, this is what's going to be. I hope you want to keep Old Hawk in the air as long as we can stay on. And I'm going to stay on as long as I can, because that's what my obedience to the charges that I was set for, to work on behalf of the Lord Jesus, to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus, and then secondarily to warn the remnant, not the general public, the remnant of what is to come and what you might want to do or be able to do to prepare for it. Anything's most welcome and most needed. It could be a bit of silver, you know, like a silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, silver half, whatever ounce of silver. Could be a little bit of gold, a check, or it could be Federal Reserve notes. The metals, Federal Reserve notes, easiest always, but Hawk. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And God bless everybody. You see, I've been on for 18 years, thanks to the Lord Jesus and to the assistance of you out there. The audience continues to grow, although the number of people that contribute is still small compared to the whole audience. But I will tell you this. I bless every one of you. I hope the Lord blesses you and protects you and or gives you medical miracles if you need that, and that he will also give you superabundance and the ability to put back whatever you can get that you need or want to endure until the end, like he tells you he wants you to do in Matthew 24, all right? So I will say this also. Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com, or at 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. If you get Steve, or if you get his son Tyler, if you get a very capable, top-quality manager, Daryl, or anybody else of the crew up there, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And if you can get a hold of Steve's books, if you need gold or silver, make sure they get it to you quick, all right? If you need ability to get good quality night vision or a good quality radiation detector, they can help you with that. They can put you in touch with good people that have good quality food, long-term storage food. But I'm going to tell you what, you better get on to Steve's DVD and also any of his briefings or podcast, sign up for it as quickly as you can so that you can get the information that he's giving you. Steve and I have been on together. Steve put me on the air 18 years ago. And but we will have different sources a lot of times. So it's good to have different viewpoints, different sources. So anyway, Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. And no matter what you get a book or two for your kids so that they understand what's going on. You know, the book of Giants, the Genesis 6 Giants, or Empire Beneath the Eyes, or if you really want to know the whole deal, Terminator, the end of man is here, okay? Or Xenogenesis, changing men into monsters. Or aliens, you know, aliens and fallen angels, still one of his best books. The Weather War books, if he still has any left, okay? But the Mega Drought DVD, if you get one of those quick, you shoot that out. And if you get one, you can also get another one and donate it to your church, okay? Or donate it to the public library and put it in there. Let somebody else maybe have an opportunity to still get some information. Or maybe even after the dust settles to get some information. But stevequayle.com and or 406-586-4840, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And God bless the people over there that are getting the Bibles and the songbooks to the mountain yards, to the mountain people, the individual villages where they each have usually a different dialect. And I will tell you that these people are just incredible, the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. They're back now, and they're in Greenville, South Carolina. And they're back. They had to come back from overseas for health reasons. And also, because a lot of these places, they were the missionaries for years, won't let them in because of the COVID and all of that anymore. But I'll tell you what, they're still getting the Bibles out, and then anything you can send them is going to go directly into printing up Bibles and songbooks in the individual languages of those villages. It can be sent to the Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, or Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina or Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I tell you what, this is just incredible because they are on fire for the Lord Jesus over there. And some of these villages are small. In one case here, I'm reading a newsletter. He took 10 of the Bibles to 10 believers in a small village. And he's still got another 30 that he's waiting to take on another journey. But I'm going to tell you what, they are using them. And in a home church with 20 members, formed by the Holy Spirit, through one of our learners. In other words, they're teaching people how to become pastors and preachers. One of our learners, faithful but so poor, I could not keep my heart from breaking. But they have been faithful to the seminar where Dr. David has taught. And this guy is out with the on the trail and taking Bibles around to small groups and 20 people. It's just incredible. So anyway, I'm very proud to be associated with them because of the work that they do. It's a wonderful work for on behalf of the Lord Jesus. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, if you don't go out and prepare to get some more food, if you do not have water stored, okay, let's say you're in California, in the desert southwest, or Arizona, do you see where these things are going to, they're going to quit doing the power on Lake Powell and some of that? Lake Mead, there's no water. There's no water in Powell, no water in Mead, and then others. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to see, you're going to see it where they're going to cut the power grid off because they can't generate enough power, or you go a portion here and a portion there, you know. Or your neighborhood's on tonight for a couple, 3 hours, you know, and you got to run your refrigerator to try to keep it, you know, cool for the next day. You see where we're at, ladies and gentlemen? You see where the potential within just a quick five-minute period with hypersonic missiles and with also pop goes the weasel on these giant tsunami torpedoes? They can turn this thing into a cluster, you know what? And then when the people got nothing at the grocery store, they got no water coming out of the tap and no electricity coming down the wire, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to come for you, all right? And in the midst of that, you're going to have NORTHCOM and the FEMA groups and all the stuff. And they're going to try to con the cops and the sheriff's departments into going 100% along with them. Oh, you're going to get double pay, and we're going to have a safe place for your family. Now, we can't tell you exactly where they'll be. That way they couldn't get it out of you if you were to get caught by the domestic terrorists. I'm going to tell you what, police, sheriffs, deputies, any good federal agent, you need to get your family into a camp, a fishing or hunting camp out in the rural area, stocked with food to the high bars, and or either that or you better do it at home. And I'm going to tell you, when the time comes, they're going to try to piss you in and to get you to do stuff to American people you don't ever want to do to anybody. And the American people ain't going to let you do it to them either. So you better be on the side of the people and not the side of the Luciferian communist grinding government. I know that martial law might be necessary in some cases, but they have been planning on this for some time, and they're going to use the street gangs and the biker gangs and all of the stuff to make sure that this goes down, to make sure that they start killing people. There's just so much news from Biden out of the Middle East. It's crazy. Not even going to read it. God bless you, B&E, out there. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And our friend, Mina, God bless you. God bless you down there in Florida, and may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. To all the good people all around the country, and the ones I can't think of, and all the ones that I try to remember who's got what problem. But I would just say this, anybody, Lord Jesus, anybody listening to this broadcast tonight, sort them out and find out what they need and provide the medical miracle for them, Lord. Provide the new job or the connection to somebody new that will allow them to share in their preparations in exchange for work on a farm or on a ranch or something like that. Oh, I'll tell you what. Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, the light, and eventually every knee is going to bow to you, Lord. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me in Australia? Do you hear me in Finland? Do you hear me in Russia? Do you hear me in Venezuela? Do you hear me in Mexico? Do you hear me in France? Do you hear me in Allemagne, in Germany? Do you hear me in D.C.? And all you scumbags, do you hear me? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And when he comes back with his angels, the tares are going to get jerked out of the ground and thrown in the fiery furnace. And there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh, yes. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, I don't have time to look at that. Apparently, it's some Rochester, New York police officer is cuffed an EMT in a hospital at the Emergency Medical Services. Oh, that's great, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, I just think that the timing on all this is sorting out, like Hans Kissinger said, well, you know, I think we'll see all of this sort out with the Russians and the war and everything, probably about mid-August. Yeah, because he knows that there's supposedly going to be the attack on the 10th that's going to have American and British troops intermingled inside of the units of the, and large numbers of them too, apparently, inside of the Ukrainian units. And they're going to go to a World War One or World War Two war, toe-to-toe with the Russians and Belarus and everybody else in the midst of it, and Ukraine and all of this. And they're going to just, it's, and then we're doing this in the midst when Russia has a weapon that you can hit anything in the world in 5-10 minutes, you know, with a hypersonic. And they don't even have to go nuke. They can go hyperbaric. That's a fuel air bomb. Fuel air bomb. One of the things that old Michael Reconosciuto was involved originally, and Brother Quayle interviewed him long, long ago, back in the 90s, and Reconosciuto, they sent him to prison, you see. He's the one that they wanted to keep him and shut him up because he's the one that took Osama bin Laden around to all of the people on the West Coast, all the big aerospace and defense contractors. And bin Laden was had a checkbook, you see. And bin Laden worked for the CIA. As a matter of fact, just to remind you, the term Al-Qaeda means the base, as in the database of the CIA of Arabs and Muslims who will work for money, okay, who will contract out to do what they want. And his name was Tim Osman. Tim Osman, okay, was his name here in America. Tim Osman and Michael Reconosciuto took him out, and he took the checkbook, and he bought all these missiles and all the kind of weapons and stuff and took them back to Afghanistan to fight the Russians back then. But then it's a turnaround is not fair play, and then Osama, which is USA Ma, Osama Tim Osman, USA Ma. You see what I'm saying? They've been planning this stuff for so long to try to destroy this country because it's the last bastion of freedom in the world. We have the firearms, the right to bear arms. We have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, to peacefully assemble and to petition our government for redress of grievances. Oh, and I'll tell you what, we also have the original founding document. I think you ought to read it one more time real quick here. The Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw all such government and provide new guards for their future security. That's the original law of the land. That's the founding document of this country. And you can get mad at Thomas Jefferson all you want. You can say they're all dirty this, dirty that, and the other, and all of it. But I'm going to tell you what. Without that, you'd be speaking either German or you'd be speaking English. So go out tonight after the show and get some more food. Chunky soup, chunky, or Progresso soup with all the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, all the stuff all inside it. Get some more. Other vegetables and fruit and different things. You can get roast beef hash, Dinty Moore beef stew. You can get all that stuff. And now House Democrats are voted to add an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act to identify the neo-Nazis, okay, and the military and the law enforcement. So they're coming for you. That what that means is, if you believe in the Bill of Rights, you believe in the Constitution, then you're now a neo-Nazi because you're not a communist. You're not a Luciferian scumbag. But maybe they should have done that during the days of Operation Paperclip, when the U.S. government, the U.S. military, and the intelligence service brought over all the German scientists who were Nazis. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd better be watching close, and I pray we don't have the problem, but it could start to cascade because we got all of the trains, and every train going down every track is headed to Function Junction, and Casey Jones or his clone is on his train because the engineers are going to, you know, strike. Well, they'll just put clone Casey Joneses on methamphetamine and moonshine whiskey, and they're going to put the hammer down. And they're going to drive them all to Function Junction at the same time. Go out and get more food. If you're in California or anywhere, store water. Get some water storage containers. And how much water should you store? You need a gallon a day for each person. You got a family of four, you need at least 4 gallons. I would add and make it 6 or 7, okay? Because you got to also do a little laundry maybe now and then and wash dishes, all right? But you also need to have a Berkey water filter with the black Berkey filtration system in it. Berkey water filters of whatever size you can get. The Berkey Light or, you know, the regular Berkey or the Imperial Berkey or whatever it is. And get extra of the filters. Do whatever you can do to get one of those right now. And you need to be redundant on water. You need to have the micropure stuff and the iodine and a little bit of the unscented Clorox bleach, which you can put, but you need to look it up yourself. Find out how many drops of bleach do I need to put into a gallon of water of the unscented Clorox bleach to purify it. You can also get and store stuff, and if you can get from the supply houses, the Aerobic 7 or the Oxy 7 or the Oxy Pure Stabil or Oxy Stabil was a brand name, where you put it into the food grade water storage drum and you put a, you know, so many ounces or whatever in it, and that will keep it for 5 years without a problem. Keep away any of the stuff from growing in it for 5 years. But you can always get the water. You can run it. You can boil it if you have to, and I suggest you do if you don't have a Berkey or something like that. You can also use the Berkey filters. Will usually fit. The black Berkey filters will usually fit in other systems as well. Just depends, but you might be able to fit them in others. But those, as well as getting rid of the viruses, the bad bacteria, the parasites, they also, those black Berkey filters will take out about 99% or better of the chemicals that would be in the water. And then when you do it, you need to start storing water and store it in the smaller containers you can get. The 55-gallon drums, I've got some of them, but they would be hard to move, all right? And they're going to stay where they're at. Sure, you can pump out of them, but if you can get the smaller ones or the stackable water blocks, those are really good to get, because you can, Perch can pick a few of those up, and each one can carry a couple and put them in a truck, put them in the back of your car. Get your lamps and lanterns out and fill them with the lamp oil, just like the Lord Jesus talks about in Matthew 25, which is also an admonition to prepare for what's coming. And always, I'm going to tell you what, you don't want to go through, you don't want to go into there loose spirit knife without a fight either. There's plenty of 223 out there. I've seen it at Shields. I've seen it Bass Pro and other places. Get you some if you use 223, because they're going to get rid of that for sure. But if you've got a 30-06 or a 308 deer hunting rifle, then buy some good quality stuff for that. Get some stuff for your handguns, and as many as you can get. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows from space against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, against the enemies of the true constitutional United States. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready, and Mickey Lapua, Mickey, you get ready, baby, because they're going to come. Stay on the optics. Road and track and little L. God bless you. The Lord Jesus loves you. Stay on your ninja way. Stay taking the Muay Thai, but start doing your mathematics and your science and your English and read the books while you can. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you superabundance of everything you need or want to survive in this coming time. We're getting short on time. I don't know the exact time, but it looks like stuff's matching up kind of for mid-August.